It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi guys, it's Lucy
and Emma,
and welcome to
Slash and Dash.
Yes, so we have a new top city this week.
Yes, loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of listeners from
Denver, Colorado.
We totally know where it is.
Like, come on, UK. Like, America's pulling it in at the moment. The States is winning. Well done, Denver.
Do you think that's because people don't listen to us? They just put us on in the background and be like, yeah, I listen to classy British podcasts.
I don't think. If they're looking for classy British voices, they're not.
I think I'm pure Bridget Jones.
Well, and we could do... I mean, when we went around America, we did do an elocution for each other just so we didn't lose the British, because we discovered that people thought it was cute.
Yeah, it helped with the police.
Yes, it did help with the police when Emma was speaking.
I don't understand the speed limit here.
I'm so sorry, officer. And his response was, I don't give tickets to tourists.
Thank goodness.
And then I had a photo with us.
Anyway, Denver, Colorado, excited to be talking about you. Had a look at the TripAdvisor, of course, get a feel for the place.
Yeah.
A lot of gardens.
Yeah.
A lot of gardens. They've got nice botanical gardens, lovely. A nice mountain. Ooh, that looks good too. Then, the number four one is a field. I assume some kind of sports field.
Yeah.
But more field.
Yeah, more field. And then the Museum of Mountains and Gardens.
Yeah, Museum of Just Mountains and Gardens.
Celebrate all the gardens. No wonder you're fucking listening. Like, there's shit all to do in Denver, it
Just
looks
plop in your headphones and go walk around the botanical gardens.
Yeah, enjoy it. Lovely. Beautiful day out. So we had a look for a murder from Denver, and we were really happy to find a really, really interesting one.
Yeah, you've got, like, you've cornered the market on creepy murderers.
Yeah, this is the creepiest yet. I loved it.
This one's my favourite. As I mentioned before, I love a murderer with a nickname, and this one drew me in. It is the Spider-Man.
Brilliant. So envision that. Envision the Spider-Man. What do you think he looks like? Pretty gangly, I would think. Pretty tall, I'd say.
Well, it turns out he was really kind of frail and a little skinny, a little weedy. Not quite impressive. More like an actual spider than like a Spider-Man.
Yeah. But that's what I thought. Kind of like, sort of like a Daddy Long Legs type with like the big, like long limbs sort of lumbering around.
But don't worry, Denver, because he's not a local in too much of a sense, because he's from Canada originally. Yeah. He just came to fuck up people in Denver.
Yeah, and live like a spider.
So, like I mentioned, his poor health, people thought originally that he wasn't going to live till he was 18. And I think he obviously just decided, well, I've had my time, might as well do whatever the fuck I want now.
Yeah, I made it to 18. No, everything's a bonus. I'm just going to fuck with people.
Yeah, I lived the good 18 years. Now I'm going to do as much raping and pillaging as I like. Spinning webs.
That's the dream, isn't it? Living the dream.
He didn't actually rape and pillage. He was a drifter, one of those classic romantic figures of the 1940s. John Steinbeck would have jizzed his pants over this guy. You're the English teacher. That was correct, right?
Yeah, John Steinbeck.
Yes. So, just kind of wandered around. He had various jobs, but nothing too permanent. Worked in the old Denver Brass Works.
Oh, shout out.
All the posse at the Denver Brass Works. Don't know if it's still standing.
Well, I tried to look and it didn't look like it was. There was a lot of orchestral movements in Denver that came up, but
Denver seems like a classy place. Botanical Gardens, the Denver Brass Symphony to follow up. We could have a rather fabulous weekend there.
Yeah, tour.
So by 1945, he'd managed to cling on to the ripe old age of 59, which I think is pretty good going.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I looked at the photo of him, he looked like he'd probably looked 59 his whole life.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like that was the age that he suited the best.
Like, you've really grown into your emaciated looks at this point.
Yeah, like, that's what, like, finally he'd grown into his age.
Serving drifter.
Yeah, done.
So, as a drifter, he had an acquaintance called Philip Peters, went to his house, which was on 3335 West Moncrief Place. Still there, lovely looking house.
Yeah,
you should
beautiful.
Go have a photo on the porch. See if you can find the cubby hole.
Do you think there's people who do that? You go around to all like the murder houses and do like a tour of the country.
Yeah, I've heard a few people. There's going to like universities where there's been murders and stuff. I don't think I'm down.
If it was like on a bus and someone was driving me there doing a murder tour, telling me all the murders, I'd love that.
Yeah, but I think a whole day trip of just going to visit this one place, I'm not ready. I'm not at that
stage
yet.
You'd have to have a few in an area.
Podcast first, then a personal murder tour, then an actual murder. I feel like that's. I feel like those are the increments that you work on. This wasn't what Theodore Edward Conies. Did we say his name?
No.
Theodore Edward Conies, a fabulous name for a fabulous drifter.
Theodore is a nice name.
Not anymore.
No.
He's our Spider-Man. So he went to visit his friend Philip Peters, basically to just ask for money.
Nice. Just come round, on the off chance. You got some spare cash.
Yeah.
Can I live in your walls?
He broke in. He wasn't there. So as he was nosing around, he found in a closet, so like a wardrobe, I guess, cupboard.
Yeah.
He found a trap door in the in the roof of it. Which I think you're doing some serious nosying if you're going inside the closet and looking at the ceiling of it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like you're looking for a trap
like
door.
You're either looking for a trap door or he's missed his calling somewhere. Those skills should be transferable to something else.
Property surveyor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a film like this where someone lives in like the gap between the walls. And like squirrels around. It's like a murder film. It's good.
Well, that's basically what he did. So he went into this cubbyhole and decided, you know what? I like it here. I don't have anything else going on. So he lived there for 5 weeks, hidden in this cubbyhole above this closet, while Philip Peters was pottering around doing his thing. Theodore Edward Conies was just up there hiding away. Eventually, he got caught. 5 weeks is a long time to be that still and quiet. Yeah. I mean, Anne Frank better step it up. This guy had skills.
Do you think when he was out, he was just having, like, mad runs around the house doing squats?
Possibly, because it all started where he crept out to get some food from the fridge, and that's when he was caught. So Philip Peters accosted him while he had his face in the fridge, sticking his fingers in the butter, whatever else, and he hit him with his walking stick. Peters was 73, I think, at the time, so pretty brave to be tackling a 50-year-old.
And stupid, apparently.
Yeah. Peters turned around and managed to hit him, it said, with a pistol that he'd found around the house. So, I don't know.
Do you know what? Advice there. If you walk in, there's some stranger in your house. If you can get out of the house, get out of the house. Like, don't fight him.
Yeah.
Just get out.
There's no need, is there? Just
Particularly
run.
If you're 70-odd.
Also, don't leave your gun lying around.
No. Don't have a gun.
That would have helped. Although, the gun broke. Smacked him over the head. His brittle bones were well intact because he'd managed to break the gun. This was some Luke Cage shit. He smacked him with a gun and it shattered. So then he proceeded to hit him with, it says, an iron fire shaker, which I guess is a poker.
Yeah, a blow poke.
I've never been like, yeah, I'm going to shake the fire.
Yeah.
I'll give the fire a good old poking.
Poke the shit out of that fire.
So he bludgeoned him with that until he was dead.
God.
And then returned to the cubbyhole, squirreled away.
Straight back in there.
The body was found the next day by a neighbour who was expecting pieces for dinner, and the police were called immediately, but there was no sign of entry, of course, no sign of exit. Everything had been locked up completely, so it was just unsolved, a complete mystery to them. All the while, Theodore's hiding in his cubbyhole, doing... Like, how is he... I was going to say shitting himself, but he literally must have been. Like, how is he doing anything up in that cubbyhole while the police are wandering around?
Yeah, no, you... I mean, unless he's... I mean, creeping down at night to his toilet?
Possibly. Or do you think he can...
Oh, you'd have to save it all day. Like, that would be a relieving piss.
But even just sitting still, like, occupying your mind, like, can you sit... Like, surely... You know, when you're even if you're sitting still, like you tap, you doodle, you do things.
I don't know, I've got students that can sit and just stare into space if it means I don't have to do work for hours. Genuinely.
You really focus your mind.
Genuinely. If they can do nothing, they will.
So he's still in his cubbyhole and remained there. This murder took place in October of 1941. During this time, afterwards, Peter's wife, who'd been in hospital at the time of the murder, getting a hip replacement, I think, moved back into the house with a housekeeper. And they both would often hear strange noises, so he wasn't that good at staying still. And they convinced themselves the place was haunted.
I love it. It was like, first thing, I can hear strange noises. Right, it's a ghost.
But I think we all do that. Like, nobody wants to think, there's a person in my house.
I don't know, if I heard footsteps upstairs... I'd be like, some fuckers in here. That's the first thing I'd think.
But
I'd
then
like,
when you
I'm
can't find
murdered.
Anyone...
True. Yeah.
Or rats. I would get the rat catcher in.
Yeah.
Spider catcher.
I'd be like, there's a murderer in here. That would be my first thought.
Well, if your husband had been murdered, I think you might be a little more
worried. Oh, it's a ghost.
So they moved out. They left the house vacant. Meanwhile, Coney's still kept living in his cubbyhole. Until July of 1942, and the house just became sort of, people knew there was something happening. It was like notorious as being a haunted house in the neighbourhood, and they would often get reports.
So there's no one else there?
Nobody's there.
But he's still choosing to live in the cubbyhole.
Yeah, and they just sometimes they'd see odd lights flashing or hear sounds, and the police would, it said they kept doing routine checks, I guess, to make sure that kids weren't shooting up in there or doing whatever else.
But they didn't spot this trapdoor.
Well, you'd think if they were moving out of the house, like, how shit are these removal men that they weren't like, oh, have you checked the loft?
Yeah. Unless it's like only you can access it only through that trapdoor. But if he spotted it the first time he looked around, it couldn't be that hidden.
It sounds like it wasn't actually an attic. It sounds like it was more of just a little space above the cupboard, like, not a full room, a cubbyhole, I guess. So on one of these routine checks, the police went into the house and they heard like a click of a latch. And so they investigated further. And as they went upstairs, one of the officers saw two legs disappearing to the trap hole and grabbed them and pulled him out. I mean, I love the image of just pulling him by the legs. And Theodore was caught, admitted everything straight away that happened, and was sentenced to life in prison. Now, I know you're disappointed. You're thinking, at what point was there a Spider-Man scaling the walls?
Yeah.
The name came about because somebody said, looking at the cubbyhole, oh, he must have been a spider to have been able to stand living there for that long. Which I found really disappointing. I was thinking, oh, yeah, he was, like, gonna spunk things in their face, like cast a web.
So you thought he's like going around wanking,
just gobbing on people,
jizzing on people's faces, like a spider.
Like a spider does. Just psh.
It's not jizz.
Or spit.
Comes out their arse.
Bum. Yeah. I didn't think it was spider jizz, but I mean, what's the human equivalent of a sticky substance? Or I thought maybe he would be, you know, running around on the ceiling.
I could live. I can live.
Stopping dead in
spider.
His tracks when you look at him.
But I think like creeping out like a little cranny. That's what spiders do. I think I'm okay.
Died because he fell down a plug hole.
Yeah.
There could have been so many other ways that this Spider-Man name came about.
They could, but there weren't.
I would have just called him the Moth of Denver.
Slash a dash!
Slash a dash!
Okay, so places you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter at SlaughterThePod. We can be emailed slaughterthepodcast@gmail.com. And we are on Facebook if you type in S'Laughter, True Crime, and then ask to join the group. Now, I want people to go onto the group because I want to get something out of this as well. So
we've got a good core group.
We have got a good core group. So stop what you're doing now. Get onto Facebook. Every one of their mum's got Facebook, although my mum hasn't got Facebook. My dad's got Facebook, my mum's not got Facebook. That's a horrible thing to say. I love my dad so much, he was amazing.
Is it a real account, or is it one from after he was dead?
No, he's got an account that never got closed.
Oh, fucking using time hop like a bitch.
I can't bear to look at it. I can't, honestly. Oh. Yeah, so go onto Facebook, type it in, go, and you have to be approved to go on the group. So approve, ask for approval, I will approve you, unless you're, there's no reason I wouldn't approve you. Just go on.
We'll approve anyone. We'll approve you. Like,
everyone's
we
welcome.
Do not discriminate.
I mean, we'll kick you out if you post, if you do a racism.
Yeah, don't do a racism, don't do a threat.
But otherwise, you're in. That's the benchmark that we've got. So join the group, and what I want you to put onto the group is, firstly, Christmas is coming up, true crime book recommendations. Okay, I want to buff out my Christmas list.
And that's beneficial for you, because if we read more, we'll say more interesting things.
Particularly if they're like short stories of true murders, because that makes this a lot
Get
easier.
Get me off Wikipedia.
Yeah, done. Also one... This was a pretty weird murder. Any other weird murders you got? We know the common ones. You don't need to put them on. I want some weird murders. I want midgets. I want circus freaks. I want anything weird or unusual.
Are you just giving a list of things you want at your hen party at this point?
Pretty much, yeah.
I also feel like maybe we should add some levels to the benchmark of what gets you kicked out of the group. I'm considering kicking you out of the Facebook group right now.
Get kicked out of the Facebook group. So I don't mean to offend anyone, but go fuck yourselves. So, weird murders, anything that is unusual or weird, or like in weird circumstances or weird time of year, or anything, or a copycat, something like that. Put those
on. Weird time of year. Well, this wasn't the season for murdering.
And
murder season's next month.
Yeah, and it's so
good. Don't forget to get your murder season cards early. The price will only skyrocket.
Yeah, so good books and weird murders. Speaking of books, I did something really funny today. I know this is off topic, but my tutor group had a little booklet, like little sheets for library books that they owed, and there were loads of them. And I was like, any time that I can mess with my tutor group, I'm going to take it. So yeah. I was looking through, just reading out a few names, going, oh, you alone owes a book to the library. Oh, what's this? The Full Colour Guide to Male Genitalia. And I was just making up all these books. And the other one, I was like, oh, the A to Z of Carp Fishing. And I was just reading out. And they were like, they were getting really
serious. They're year seven, right? So they're still
nine.
11. Oh, they're year nine.
They're year nine. So they're a brilliant age to mess with. And they're
like 14.
They're quite a nice group, so it's good fun. And they were going, oh, miss, I never got that out. That must be a mistake, taking it really seriously. I was like, not really. It was so funny.
Oh,
I'll do that again.
Them.
So, also on the Facebook group, any ways that I can mess with my tutor group, pop them on there as well. Brilliant. So, I'm going to be really upset if we've got 200 players on this and I've got only 20 people on there. This is your homework. Don't let everyone else do the work. Sort yourself out. Contribute. Don't be a social loafer. If you don't know what that means, look it up.
Don't
get
be
yourself
passive.
On there.
We want some active people.
Active people. I'm going to... Because there's going to be words if I don't have this done. By the
More or less words than in this appeal.
More words.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a 10-minute discussion about why you can't pull yourself together as a group. Come on. Everyone's got a responsibility here.
I just love the listeners.
Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Have a really good week and we'll see you this weekend. Bye! Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.